Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, joined in studio today by Kara DeFalco.
Hi there.
It is terrific to have you
Thank
here.
You so much. All my right. pleasure.
Well, we are now going to talk about something that everyone goes through in life.
Yes.
No matter what your situation, if you have a significant other, if you've been married for 2 years, 20 years, 150 years, there was that first date. And something must have worked out because there was a second date and a third date and a lifetime to come after that. So I gotta ask, tell me about the first date between you and your beloved.
Okay, we had the worst first date ever.
This worst?
This is so funny. So what happened was we lived about an hour apart at the time.
Yes.
I was about 30 minutes into the drive to go by him, and he called and he said, listen, I'm having a problem. They turned my electric off. Don't come. And I was like, dude, I'm like halfway. I'm not turning around.
Why not?
I was like, this is not big. I was like, don't worry. I'll pick you up. We'll go to PSC&G. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We wound up spending like the entire day sitting in PSC&G. This is how I met his mother for the first time.
Wow.
This turned into like such a nightmare. We wound up not doing anything other than like PSC&G, running back and forth from his mother's house to PSC&G,
wow,
collecting documents, like trying to clear this whole thing up.
PSC&G is the big utility company in New Jersey.
Yes.
As they say, we make things work for you until they turn off your electricity.
Until they turn things off.
They don't. So that could be an issue. But you know what? You don't think romance, and this list that we have here, I doubt we're going to find go to the local public utility for the first date.
No.
So something must have happened that day. The lights were turned back on and there was a spark. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was, it was what was supposed to be our first date. And he did have something nice planned. It just didn't work out, but he just, you know, we handled it. My husband's very funny. And you know how they say, if somebody can make you laugh, like that's...
In a situation like that, he's worth hanging on to.
That was it. So he made up for it on our second date.
Wow. Me and my wife, it was a blind date.
Oof.
Yes, a blind date. I think she had just broken up with somebody. And the person that put us together, my mother. My mother shopped in a store where she worked as a cashier. It was a supermarket. My wife was a preschool teacher, just started there, still had her college and high school job, was working part-time to help pay off student loans. She's working at the Acme.
Gosh.
And I broke up with my boyfriend. Well, my son just broke up with his girlfriend not too long ago. We lived four blocks from each other. Never saw each other because I went to public junior high.
School.
She was in Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we both were in high school, where we live in our part of New Jersey, at the time there were two Catholic high schools. I went to one. She went to the other. So we made it into our 20s without even knowing each other even existed. It was kismet.
That's...
One thing led to another. 2.5 years later, we're walking down the aisle.
There you go.
That works.
That's so funny. I could so see your mother going, my son, he's single, you know.
Yes. He's so damn hot. No, I don't think she said that, but it worked. So she gives me this phone number, and I called her, and somebody I had never spoken to before in my life. We spoke for 2.5 hours. No exaggeration.
People don't talk on the phone like that anymore.
Right,
they
don't.
That was one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
And if I could talk to you on the phone for that, like, we were good.
Right.
We were good.
And it was the whole idea of getting nervous about the phone call. Because now you're going to text somebody. Hi, my mom said to text you. Do you want to go out Friday night? There's nothing there.
No.
You can't build anything on that.
No. It's so
bad.
Impersonal.
It's terrible. All right. So this, according to, let's see, what is this coming from? This from the Huffington Post. Oh, my goodness. We're up in the high rent district here.
Oh, there you go.
The worst types of first dates, according to matchmakers. All right. The first one, this is a good one. Chipotle or any fast casual restaurant. All right, you're building in the opportunity where if it's not working out, you can just get up and leave because you're done with your burrito. But then again, it's just not a good situation to get to know somebody.
No, if you have a high school diploma, this is not an appropriate date.
No, not at all.
Like I said, if you're your kids, like if they're like, oh, you know, I want to take so-and-so, they only can afford something like that, and that's fine.
Right.
They're still kids.
Right.
As an adult, no.
You're 26 years old. You're going on a first date with somebody. You want them to realize that they're worth more than $7.50,
yes,
which is
exactly
about what you're going to spend at Chipotle.
Exactly.
And considering the problem that Chipotle has had over the last year or so in keeping people healthy, you know, what does it say about your general care for their welfare?
Exactly.
Here's another one. How about this? Netflix and chill.
This is pretty much chill.
This is inviting someone to come to your house on the first date. Sit there in relative darkness, watch TV, and do supposedly nothing else.
Yeah.
To me, it screams creepy.
This is not a date. This is a booty call.
That is a booty call.
And that's, yes, that's
come
exactly
on over. We're going to watch House of Cards for about 45 minutes. We're going to dump out of the second episode, and it becomes a Tuesday night booty call. That's exactly what it is.
No.
And you can't go and put yourself in a situation like that. There's no long-term stuff there, yeah, right?
No, not if that's if you're looking for a relationship, this is not where you'd like to start.
No, it's there's no courtship. There's nothing. A local bar where you're a regular. I wonder why this is bad. It says here, yeah, a dive bar where everyone knows your name suggests you're the type of person who needs to stay in your comfort zone. Plus, everyone is going to be in your business because you are a regular there. It's a bad idea for two reasons. First, your date doesn't need to know you're a regular at a bar. Hi, I'm a heavy drinker four times a week. Second, your potential drunken shenanigans are not likely to leave the greatest first impression. Well, wait a minute. You can get drunk anywhere. You can get drunk home during the Netflix booty call. Doesn't have to be at a dive bar.
Yeah, but you know what? I guess their point is that the people there know you and they've got stories.
Ah.
And you may not want that person to hear those stories.
Yes,
I don't totally have a problem.
I
think this, you know, a dive bar maybe is one thing, but I'm thinking, you know, there's a handful of local Irish pubs, some places with some good food. I mean, if that's your spot and you know the bartender and maybe he's going to do a, you know, or he or she's going to do a good job. Yeah.
Right.
You know, something along those lines. I don't have a problem with somebody being familiar with a bar or a restaurant.
Yeah. So as long as they don't start talking about embarrassing stories.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember when you brought that girl in last week? What about the girl 2 weeks ago? Oh, that girl you brought in last month.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the girl that's here tonight, wait a minute. This is just a regular run-of-the-mill stop-off point for the 9 relationships that didn't work out over the last 8 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
so I think it depends on the caliber of the bar.
Yes. And it has to be high level, not a dive bar. It has to be Shannon Rose-like quality. They have those, I think, all over the country now. If you're sitting in Oklahoma City and not understanding, just picture
it's an Irish pub.
Right. Picture like half Applebee's, half wedding place. It's like kind of like that, right? I think so. How about this? This is very, very uncomfortable. A family gathering. Why would you do that?
Okay, I always maintained like a 6-month rule.
Yes.
As you know, I come from a large Italian family. There's a lot of us. We're loud. We totally fit that stereotype of everybody's yelling at one another.
Yes.
Not even going to lie. You know, 8 gazillion Italian aunts and uncles who are like, and who are you? And tell me about yourself. And where did you go to school? And what are your intentions for our niece? And like,
it's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot for somebody. I'm hitting my microphone.
That's okay. Radio 101. Yeah. Don't hit the microphone here.
This is the problem. So I was going to say, because you have an Italian, the hands are going.
The hands are going. See, that's what I like. She's very animated. She looks like a third base coach waving somebody in. This is tremendous. It's just got like windmills going here. I love this.
Do you know, I've actually accidentally smacked somebody because I got so...
Really?
I've gotten so excited that I went full arm extension and someone was a little too close to me and I backhanded them.
And you took somebody out. You are spunky. Let's just say that.
That's it.
DeFalco means spunky.
That's it.
My God. All right. Yeah, but it's too much pressure. You're bringing this person in. Here, meet my aunt. Meet my uncle. Meet whatever. No, you don't even know the person, and you're going to take them early on into a family gathering?
Yeah, no.
Here's one more. This is a good one. Disneyland or an exorbitant weekend getaway. To me, that's an expensive booty call.
Yeah.
You barely know somebody. Let's go away together.
Yeah.
That's an awkward situation.
Traveling with someone is mandatory before you marry them,
right,
along with like taking care of them while they have the flu, because that's like a person's lowest moment.
Wow.
My husband's a terrible traveler. He's uncomfortable, he's tired, he's hungry, he's cranky.
And he had the flu when he traveled too, and made it worse.
That was a separate incident. Oh. But I mean, traveling with people is stressful.
Yes, it is. They're going to see you at your lowest point of the, like, you know, early in the morning when you just woke up. Hair's going in 9 different directions.
Yeah.
You know, I got bedhead and everything else.
Morning
Grabbed
breath.
The hat, put it on. Morning breath. You know what? You had this wonderful evening together. You know
right.
what happens after that? Morning breath comes 8 hours later. And then you dash out of bed and you run into the bathroom before the other person can even see you. That's the key.
Yes.
You hope to God that you're going to wake up at like 5:30 in the morning. You sneak into the bathroom.
Right.
So that when they wake up, all of a sudden you are soap
you
opera
are fresh
beautiful.
And clean.
Oh my God, her makeup is perfect. She went to bed. Well, I know what happened last night. And she woke up looking terrific. Wow.
Yeah.
See,
and then you at that point, you've set the bar too high.
Oh my God, we're getting married. He expects us now for the next
57
years.
I'm going to have to do this
years.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah. And then as soon as the honeymoon is over, first day when you're back home in the house, oh my God, look at what she looks
what
like.
What happened?
And then, you know what? That is a big point. It makes you quake in your boots. Scares the living hell out of you. Oh my God. But it's all about love.
My husband met me without makeup. That was how, because I wasn't always on air. I was behind the scenes.
Ah.
So I used to just go in natural face. I always had pretty good skin. It worked out.
Okay.
But it actually worked out well. So he was like used to that from the word go.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you had the bar set at a very comfortable level right
yes.
from the get-go.
Yes, very, very basic standard. And then, you know, we adjusted as we go.
So let's review. No makeup, so everything was fine. He sees her natural beauty. That's a good thing. Lights get turned off. That's okay. Let's go hang out at public service,
PSCNG.
A wonderful place to hang out in New Jersey. As I was there, somebody sneezed on me. Oh, I got the flu. Hello, Kara. I'm having a rough day. Please come over and take
Please
care of me.
Please come take care of me.
She did. It's great. They went away. She dashed into the bathroom. She still looked Kara DeFalco beautiful for him. Wedding bells rung, and here they are today. Pretty good synopsis, huh?
I think that works. Yeah,
that's what I
do. More or less covered it.
That's what I
did.
All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi along with Kara DeFalco, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.